Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Good morning on a Lions Victory Monday. Final hour of the show. We've got TJ Lang settling in the studio and a lot to talk about. No, they didn't beat the Philadelphia Eagles, so sorry to disappoint everybody. But they set themselves up to do so. It was the best possible outcome from this offense. They scored every drive they had the football. They didn't get sacked one time. And Jared Goff distributed the ball. Four receivers with four or more catches. Mm-hmm. The run game re-energized over 200 yards. Sure helps the offensive line reset in that line of scrimmage. And it sure helps Dan Campbell calling the plays. That's the biggest takeaway, right?
Yeah, and I don't know, I mean, maybe TJ, did you have any inkling ahead of time that Dan was going to be calling the plays? Because it was a bit of a surprise to me. I'm not disappointed at all. Obviously, I'm very encouraged. But.
No, and nobody I talk to, I mean, I'm not down there every day, you know, like a lot of the reporters. But no, I don't think anybody knew that that was coming.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think Dan did say he made the decision earlier in the week. And something I noticed pretty early, you know, just – with coach in the glasses and, you know, looking a little bit more engaged, was like, we got to keep an eye on this. And then they kept showing him, I think, on the TV. And so once, you know, kind of saw that zoomed in picture, John, you and I texted, I'm like, I think the glasses are a dead giveaway that he's calling the plays. But yeah, that certainly, certainly looked like there was, and players played 10 times better yesterday. Right.
Yes.
But there certainly looked to be a better rhythm as far as, you know, the offensive game plan and some timely calls and mixing some things up that we really hadn't seen. I thought that yesterday was the most variety we've seen from the run game.
Yeah.
And probably a little bit more creativity as well with some of those, you know, outside plays that they were able to get to the edge and really, really make that Washington defense start to hurt a little bit.
It felt like there was a better
–
it's hot.
How do you
in
allow
here
it to be 75 in here?
He's the biggest good culprit. Lord. Don't talk about allow it.
John is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
For the guy who won't turn disgusting on the heat at his house.
TJ, that's because he lost all that weight. That's when that started.
That's disturbing.
Well, let's TJ's well, let's
taking
not go down that
off
road.
75? Come on.
Is that what it said?
Come on.
Holy.
Come on.
It's nice and comfortable in here. Heather, are you comfortable?
It is too hot in here.
It's a little warm. I mean, okay. I said when I walked in,
John,
it is a little warm in here, but I'm all right.
If these ones are saying it's a little warm in here,
it must be a cold corner over here.
John, we're going to have TJ. He's stripping layers. We need him to stay clothed for the next hour of the show.
Yeah. Bring in the AC, the extra unit. We don't want any part of that. Put a fan on him. So getting back to, I don't even know, I got so distracted there. It felt like in terms of the rhythm of the offense and everything that Dan was doing in calling the plays, like, the offensive line, and it's not just the offensive line, but it's the angles at which the tight ends are expected to be able to use to block edges or backside edges. Like with formation and motion, it felt like the blockers all had the advantage. Like there wasn't anybody that was trying to, like a guard wasn't trying to reach a 4-eye. Like they were doing things in terms of setting up the defense and calling it so that they would have the advantage in blocking them up.
Yeah, and they were mixing it up enough, too, to where You know, Washington couldn't say, okay, they're running outside zone every play, right? We're just going to start doing this, slanting and firing guys off the edge. And that's what I was talking about a little bit more last week when I said their run game just, I think, was too predictable against Minnesota, because Minnesota just kept running like kind of the same run beater blitzes, and you didn't adjust much in that game to it. Yesterday it was more... we're going to dictate how the run game goes, right? Like, you get into some games, and I think that, you know, if you play a defense like Minnesota and you realize, like, all the pressure that they bring, you kind of want to adjust to, okay, what are they doing? And then we'll try to adjust to get in the right play. And certainly the Lions offense is still built off of that. Yesterday just felt more, we're going to get to the line. We're going to dictate, you know, how we run the ball and the blocking scheme that we're going to have. And then as soon as you adjust to it, bam, we're going to hit you with something else, right? And they talked about it, the players after the game, where, you know, hey, late in that game, we started going, you know, inside zone. Let's get up to the linebackers. Let's lean on the double teams a little bit. And then, boom, you know, you fake the – you line up in a formation similar to what you've been running the inside zone off of. You could see the linebackers start to squeeze in the A-gap. Boom, outside toss, 44-yard touchdown, right? So just the variety that I saw mixing it up with. And even a little thing like handing that jet sweep off to Khalif Raymond, who breaks the tackle, goes for, you know, I think it was 12 yards. It wasn't a huge gain. But, you know, plays like that that you can mix in throughout the period of 60 minutes just to make the defense think about different things. And it just looked much smoother. And I don't know if, like, you were putting the – percentage who gets more credit on yesterday. I would still give more to the players. Like last week, I still put more blame on the players, so it's fair to give them more credit when they play to the level that they can. Mm-hmm. And you're right, the offensive line was clearly a difference, man. They played much better. Not a lot of no free runners in the backfield and some of the run plays that we've seen kind of plague them throughout the year. And the protection was damn good, man. And that's the type of game that you want to play. Is run the ball, be really good on first and second down, so we're not facing a lot of third and tens, which they didn't yesterday, which also keeps alive that play action game that we've seen kind of fizzle out a little bit over the past couple weeks before that game yesterday.
Open lines, 248-539-9797. We're going to pick TJ's brain. We asked people what was the biggest difference with Dan Campbell calling plays. Like, obviously him calling plays was the difference, but what did that bring to this team? And we've had all kinds of answers, right? They worked the middle of the field. They did a better job distributing the ball to all their playmakers more organically. It didn't feel forced.
Yeah.
They ran the ball, and some of that's what you're talking about, the diversity of the run game.
And I think being on the sideline, too, for Dan Campbell, and I don't want to make this some sort of controversy with John Morton being in the booth, but you can. I think that you can get a better feel of the flow of the game when you're down there. The communication happens much faster between, you know, between the coach and the player coming off the sideline. Even in between, like, a TV timeout, can you jog over real quick? And you can talk directly to the guy instead of, hey, can you tell him to call up to, you know, ask this question and then him call back down and then he's got to come tell me. You know what I mean? Like, translation could get lost a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think that being on the sideline definitely helps with the flow of the game. And look, Dan Campbell, and it also helps, in my opinion, I think, getting the personnel in and out, getting the play call in and out. You're not having to play telephone where it's, hey, tell those guys we want to run this, and then you're trying to look for guys on the side. Right. When you're on the sideline, I think it just speeds it up a little bit. And Dan certainly has that experience of doing that. And it just looked really clean yesterday, man. It looked clean. It looked smooth. The players responded to it. I think that something we expected was anytime this team comes off a loss and it feels like the sky's falling and, man, like, people don't believe in us anymore, they always find a way to have one of these games, which is impressive. And I admire it, man. I admire the way that Dan and the leaders in that locker room can get guys back on the same page without, you know, ducking under any sort of adversity that they face.
Here's the other thing, is you mentioned timing. When you are calling the plays from the sidelines and that personnel, like, I mean, seconds matter. And we saw in the first game against Green Bay, like, that play clock was rolling down. And with two young guards, you're making adjustments at the line of scrimmage. And all of a sudden, they're looking at it going, oh, wait a second, that's not the play that was called. We're making an adjustment, and, oh, the ball snapped.
Like, right.
All of a sudden, hey, you get to the line of scrimmage with 13 seconds, and now all of a sudden Jared Goff can make a couple of checks. They have time to make their calls. Hey, ensure that everybody's on the same page, and then ball is snapped, and it everything seems to be clearer and cleaner at that point.
Yeah, 100%. It's smooth, and there's games where, you know, the Lions were getting in trouble by getting to the line late and you're trying to make some adjustments and not everybody gets to check and you get free runners, and that's how, you know, turnovers happen. That's how big plays happen the other way. And coach, you know, coach mentioned yesterday too that it was a collaborative effort, man. Like, he didn't, there's a way that when, like, and I even felt kind of weird after the game asking about it, because it does, you don't want it to feel like, oh, did you demote this guy?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Dan did a really nice job of explaining that, saying like, look, man, like, we kind of, we're in a slump a little bit and we needed just to change up. Right. So after the performance they had yesterday, I mean, I would assume probably to see this stay the same, but he was very complimentary in the combination of the coaches and the guys. Hank Fraley being the run game coordinator and chiming in and some of those plays, Scotty Montgomery, John Morton still being a big part. Like, he made sure to mention that it was a collaborative effort. It wasn't just, hey guys, I'm taking this thing over and, you know, you just watch the guys.
Watch for the me, like, you
know, I'm still, you know, going to need everybody's input. And can't deny it, man. It was one of their best offensive games. Anytime you don't punt and you score, you know, on every drive.
Success.
It's a hell of a day. Hell of a day, yeah.
Just got some breaking news. Adam Schefter, Daron Payne, suspended one game.
That was a haymaker. I mean, that was we couldn't really see it at the time, and it seemed like it happened so late after the play, but clearly when the replay came, it's like, yeah, okay, you earned that one. Like,
no
yeah,
kidding.
You got your money's worth on whatever that fine's going to be, because you wound up and you threw a haymaker. I wonder what Saints said to him. It sounded like maybe a couple plays earlier they were mixing it up. I didn't see that either, but I got to be honest with you. Kind of a weak punch from a 300-pounder into a wide receiver.
Like,
if I'm going to deck a DB,
yeah,
I better knock him on his ass. Like, my money's worth. So credit the Saint for keeping his cool there and not swinging back. And and credit to him for not going to the ground, man. That was
caught him right underneath the chin, hook, too. Yeah. It wasn't, you know, full face mask. Yeah, it was right under the chin strap.
It was a hell of a hook. And I don't, like, Kinlaw, I saw a replay. I didn't see it live either, but like
the trash talking.
Like, yeah, but it looked like he like shoved a ref at one.
Yeah,
point.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, he's got a hefty fine coming his way as well.
Yeah, which surprised that he didn't get booted. But man, Washington looked like a very undisciplined team yesterday.
So help us square that coming up next, right? Because that's part of this. Is you look that good, but you look that way against that team. How much of it translates? Because everybody knows what's coming up this week. So, lot to unpack from the game. We'll rifle out some phone calls. 97.1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping men across Michigan restore their hair and their confidence. He's helped thousands look younger, feel better, and get back their confidence they thought was gone for good. A board-certified facial surgeon, Dr. Berkowitz is a true pioneer in modern hair restoration. He's the only Detroit-area physician offering both SmartGraft and NeoGraft, these advanced, minimally invasive technologies performed entirely by his own in-house medical team. There's no traveling techs, no assembly line, just precision, safety, and results that look completely natural. This Thanksgiving, you guys, don't be a turkey. Skip the overseas gimmicks and trust your hair to a board-certified surgeon. Celebrate Dr. B's 30-year milestone with the Confidence Package, a free consultation plus $1,000 off when you mention 97.1 The Ticket. The sooner you come in, the more options you'll have and the sooner you'll see results. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com where your confidence grows back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Dan Miller on the call. TJ Lang was in that booth, and he's with us today for the 9 o'clock hour. Good morning, 97.1. A victory Monday for the Lions. I say this as a compliment. Predictable that they would bounce back after last week's game.
Sure.
And do it decisively.
Well, Washington's not a good team.
Yeah, no.
Right now.
And they haven't lost back-to-back games in 3 years. And they normally bounce back and win and cover the spread, and they rolled them up and beat them by 22 points yesterday. Predictable. What's unpredictable is where they go from here.
Right. They've got to be able to stack good performance on top of good performance and now do it against a much better team in a much more hostile environment. That was, and TJ, you could probably speak to this, like yesterday, that wasn't a hostile environment.
No. It was a ton of blue.
Yeah.
Even early, late in the game, certainly, you know, when it started to rain and Commanders fans started wandering out, but even like at kickoff, it was like, whoa, there is a ton of blue out there. And especially in a stadium like that where the color contrast is very different, it was easy to pick out all the Lions fans, man. It's impressive. I mean, every game, like, I really can't remember the last stadium where you went into and felt like it was, like, intimidating all by yourself. Like, Lions fans are incredible traveling. It doesn't matter West Coast, East Coast, South. Man, they travel with this team. And the players and the coaches, the cool thing is they talk about it, too, and how much it helps you. So
I don't expect yesterday it to be as overwhelming as it was yesterday in Philly.
No,
but
yeah,
it's
probably,
still going to be a nice representation.
Yeah, Philly's going to be probably one of those stadiums that's probably going to be the first one in a while that's like, oh, man, we're walking into a doghouse here. But, yeah, it's just not the same vibe, I don't think. Commanders fans, like, obviously having so many injuries and Jaden Daniels out, which, by the way, how the hell does he not need surgery or have to go on IR? Like, did we all see that injury?
His elbow go the wrong way?
Youth, I guess. Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I saw his elbow popping through his tricep. How the hell is he not going on IR? Like, that's incredible for him, though. I mean, that just the way that injury looked, it's like, ooh, yeah, that's going to need to get in there and stitch some things up. But that was incredible. But yeah, I think just
young
the vibe,
are bendy.
The vibe yesterday from the Commanders fans and really the team was just like, I don't know, just panic, you know, like a year after going to the NFC Championship and this is what we're, you know, getting to root for now. And even the players, like, you know, with some of the, we talked about some of the undisciplined penalties that they were taking, it just kind of overall looked like a team that just, you know,
disarray.
Yeah. Just dysfunctional right now.
Well, then help us answer the question. Was it Campbell or the Commanders? Like, Campbell re-energized this offense, but how much of it is they were playing the Commanders? How would you answer that?
I think it was more of the Lions, 100%. Yeah, I think I put more, and not even, you know, giving Dan most of the credit, but at the players, man, you responded. I mean, that's still it was so surprising to see some of the undisciplined penalties, but outside of that, like, Dan Quinn and the Commanders are usually a pretty well-coached team, and they still had some players. I mean, you know, Bobby Wagner's a guy that's been doing it forever. And Von Miller, I mean, albeit, you know, year 14 or 15, not the same guy we used to see. Frankie Louvu's a guy that, you know, has killed, you know, he hurt us pretty bad in the playoff game last year. You handled your business. And you did it in a fashion that, quite honestly, could have been a lot worse. You know, meaning, you know, you probably should have looked at that and said, hey, man, we probably put up 55, right? Like, we settled for a couple field goals there down in the red zone. But, no, I put it more on the players. You go on the road like that and, you know, play that efficiently, you know, that's definitely a sign of a team that, A, bounced back and a team that I think is reminding us and, more importantly, reminding themselves what their identity is.
The guy that I was watching a lot – and I'm sure you were as well. Maybe not, you know, doing the whole broadcast as tuned in, but Kayode Owusika, how'd you think he played?
Steady. I thought he was steady. I mean, like you said, we had a really bad view from where we're at. I was watching some of the replays on the TV, and he just looked steady. Like, and that's the thing with Kayode is he's got experience. He started big time games. I mean, he started the NFC Championship game. You know, they talk about high pressure.
Looked steady in that
and
one.
Looked steady. And you know, he's a guy that. Are you going to look at him and say, like, man, he's playing at an all-pro level? Probably not, but he is consistent, and I think that that's what makes a good offensive lineman, John. You know, if you can get in there and
you know what
and,
you get.
And earn the trust of your coaches and earn the trust of the guys to your right and left and know that, you know, that they know you're going to go the right way, you're going to battle, you're going to fight. You know, I appreciate his game because he always finds a way to just kind of scrap and claw out some blocks. There was a couple yesterday where it's like, oh, man, he got beat on the inside, and then it's like, well, let me just lunge and try to get my last, you know, shove on this guy. And, you know, it's just enough to give Jared a little bit of space. And this is a compliment when I say this. If a guy like Coyote is going to get beat, it's going to be a slow death. You know, you don't see him whiff very much where it's like, oh, the play's completely over, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to get beat, man, get beat slow and just at least give your quarterback a chance to get that. We've all been there as offensive linemen. Yeah. And he fits that mold. And, He was steady, man. It's a luxury to have a guy like that that can play multiple positions, and obviously they're going to need him for at least the foreseeable future, right? But it's a luxury having a guy like that that can step in and allow your offense to still function at the level that they want to without changing so many things to try to help out a weak spot.
Right.
You know, he fit right in at that left guard spot.
Let's get some people on this. Greg in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to make a few quick points. I think it was just a little premature for Dan Campbell to take over the offensive responsibilities because last week, guys, no way we're going to win that game. That was a Murphy's Law game, a perfect storm game. No way we were going to win that game. You're dealing with a hometown boy coming home who won a national championship.
Oh, come on.
You can't quantify what was in his heart. And then you're dealing with Murphy's Law, that everything that's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong. And the one thing about a Murphy's Law game, it always teases you. You always say, well, hey, try this. Hey, well, let Garrett throw the ball. Oh, he got sacked. Okay, all right, let's get the ball to Montgomery. He's going to help us out. Oh, he's running. Oh, the ball getting punched out. Okay, all right, let's kick a field goal. Bates is consistent. Oh, it got blocked. Oh, okay, all right, we got him. It's third down. We can just stop him. Oh, JJ drops a dime and ends the game. It was a Murphy's Law game. No matter who coached that game, the Lions was not going to win. And on top of that, it looked like it was a trap game, too. So I say that to say, I wish Jim Horton could have coached this game so we can see exactly what we have in him and the plays that he would have called. And lastly, guys, one thing about the Lions is that we are a new press-setting team that the Lions have convinced me that offense wins championship, not defense. The Lions convinced me and the league that you can go for it on fourth down. Now, here's the thing with the Lions. I don't think are recognizing an identity that they have, that our running game doesn't have to be the precedent of the passing game. We can establish either one.
Well, yeah, that's the key, Greg. That's the key. Is that there's a balance to what they're doing offensively. Like, I don't think they got too dependent on either the run or the pass yesterday, and it put a defense on their heels.
John Morton had 8 games to call this offense.
That gave me a headache. I'm sorry.
Get one more point. One more point.
It was a Murphy's Law game.
No, I mean, not letting the guys off the hook for playing a game like that last week. You go. I don't even know what to say.
So, I mean, if you go back to when Ben Johnson first was calling the plays, they were 1-6. Things weren't going well. And it wasn't all on him. It wasn't Murphy's Law for seven games. But he did get a rhythm going. John Morton, obviously, the wins and losses have been better. But he took over an offense that was a Ferrari. We heard about that from Ben Johnson. This offense is going to be fine. Well, it wasn't. He's not there yet. Who knows this team? Who knows the players better than anybody else? Dan Campbell. He knows what they're good at, what they struggle with, and he called the game as such.
Yeah, and I think it was just about finding that next gear. And, you know, certainly players, there's more urgency when you start to see guys role get changed a little bit because you take responsibility for that. You feel like, man, if we could have played better, right? Like, maybe this guy's not going through all the questions now about why he's not calling the plays. Certainly that makes a difference. And, look, even last week, the crazy thing is, like, it felt like the most out of sync game the Lions had played in a long time against Minnesota. And, you know, offensively, like, you still scored 24 points. You know, you still had a chance to get some stops there late in that game where most other teams, bad games, you know, like they scored like 7 points, 10 points, and you're like, man, like we just didn't have it today. Even that's why I think it was about finding that next gear, because even when you played one of the worst games you played in a while, I mean, you still found a way to, you know, put up 24 points, which is probably
it didn't look like Buffalo
above
yesterday.
Average right now. Yeah. I mean, you look at some of those teams and it's like Lions don't have those type of games. So, I just think it certainly seemed just the way the game went yesterday that maybe that was a necessary change.
Well, I was texting you after the game and we were talking about how much success they had on early downs.
Yeah.
Right. Like for the season, they've struggled on. Yeah. Third down's been an issue all season. And it was an issue against Minnesota. I guess more of Murphy's Law. No, it was just an issue. They couldn't get out of their own way. They had a lot of third and longs. And I went back and charted it. They averaged nearly 3rd and 8. Their average yards to gain on third down against Minnesota were 8. What do you think they were yesterday? 5. Yeah. That doesn't sound like much, but that's 3rd and medium.
Oh,
the whole
playbook
is open to you. And here's the other thing. They just avoided a lot of 3rd downs.
Yeah, well,
They picked up 23 first downs on 1st and 2nd down. They said, you know, we're not going to mess around and get to 3rd down. We're just going to cut it loose. We're gonna push the pile. We're going to cut the ball loose. We're going to get it to our playmakers. And I mean, shoot, you don't even deal with 3rd down.
Well, they were 50% on 3rd down, 5 of 10, and 2 of them that they didn't pick up, they picked up on 4th.
Oh, there you go. So I think Dan Campbell taking over the play calling is a huge development for this football team. I know beating the Commanders might not mean a lot to people, but this is a big development. We'll talk about it more coming up next, plus Heather's news. It's 97.1. The Red Tag sales event is on at Moran Chevrolet, which means it's the perfect time to elevate your tailgating game. Moran, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer, where you can lease the 2026 Silverado, that's a four-wheel drive LT crew cab, for $189 a month, zero down for GM employees and immediate family members. Silverado's built for tailgates, hunting trips, and hauling it all. Head to MoranExpress.com or stop by. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. That's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Dan Miller on the call. Big day for the Lions offense. 44 points. Didn't punt one time. Goff not sacked.
And Lomas.
And Lomas.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Look, they didn't fix everything, right? I know for some people it's going to mean a whole hell of a lot more when they do it next week against Philadelphia. But this was a step in the right direction. This was building some rhythm, some continuity, and some confidence.
Yeah.
And it does. It's not like out of thin air. They made a pretty sizable shift in who's calling the plays now. I mean, Dan Campbell's got the reading glasses. He's taking control of the offense. And guys, this isn't a big deal for most teams in the league. In fact, this is normal. I started digging in a little deeper. Most teams, their head coach is calling their side of the ball.
Yeah.
18 of the 32 teams, the head coach calls their side of the ball. Most of those are offensive guys. And if you start looking at the good teams, four of the top five offenses, the head coach calls the plays. 10 of the 14 teams in the playoffs right now, the head coach calls their side of the ball.
Yep.
So this is Dan Campbell saying, I'm taking ownership. It's on me. I'm not afraid to make that tough call and call a buddy of mine and say, hey, I got to take over play calling. And the result was a more cohesive offense, an offense where everybody was getting involved, where the run game was emphasized and the passing game was diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a pretty big development. It's not just beating the Commanders. Like, I know it's easy to just say, hey, they beat the Commanders. Who cares? That's a bad team. It sets them up so much better now to face Philadelphia.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think that it's a confidence boost as well. You know, you always think, like, hey, we always find a way to bounce back, but you never really know until you get in those games. So it's just a confidence boost, I think, for those guys, a reminder. You know, they don't care about our feelings, but, you know, it's a reminder for them in that building that they're still doing things the right way and not going to leave any stone unturned, man. If we feel like there's something we can improve at or get better at or adjust, like, you know, you got to make those moves. And, you know, the one thing with Dan, I think Campbell and even Jared mentioned it yesterday, is he is very smart, man. He is a bright football mind. He knows his players better than any coach, I think. Like, he knows how to put these guys in right positions. He knows when to push them. He knows when to back off a little bit. And when it comes to the game, like, he has really good flow of setting plays up. Hey, let's run this play early in the game, right? Let's throw it at him, and then boom, we'll have something off of it in the third quarter and potentially get some explosives. He's not just a, you know, rah-rah, you know, meathead type coach
and
that a lot of people
perceived.
Still think of him being. He's bright, man, and I think that the thing with him, too, is he gives the players, I think, so much ownership, and that's important because when you feel like, you know, the coaches are – you know, taking your advice and, hey, coach, I think I can, you know, be this play can be really big this week. There's no ego in that building to say, yeah, no, we put the game plan in, like, you guys go run what we play. He allows it to be a collaborative effort, and I think that makes a difference on game day because you feel like you have more ownership as a player.
Right.
Now, the more ownership you feel like you have of making adjustments or, you know, suggesting plays, obviously, you're going to be a little bit more boosted up to try to make sure and ensure that those things work. And I think that that's it's a heck of a quality that Dan Campbell has. I don't think there's a lot of coaches out there that, you know, can kind of spread it around a little bit and make everybody feel like their input is important.
How much of it do you think is Dan? I mean, we heard a lot about the relationship that Ben had with Jared Goff. And now Dan calling the plays, do you think it is on the same level as what Ben had with Goff versus John Morton coming in? I know he was here a couple of years ago, but you're gone, you're removed, that relationship doesn't grow. And it feels like they were never, like they just never were on the same page in what Goff is really good at and how he sees the game versus what John Morton and how he sees the game.
Yeah, and I want to be careful with that because, you know, I don't want this to kind of feel like it was a John Morton issue.
No.
You know, and you still put it on the players, right? Like, yeah, coaches used to say, man, like, scheme's not a crutch. We trust you guys. Go out there. At the end of the day, you got to go make plays, right? And they weren't doing that consistent enough level, you know, throughout the first eight games. But I think that, you know, and I kind of hit on it earlier, I think having Dan right there on the sideline, being able to communicate face-to-face, that's the most important relationship in the building, in my opinion, is your quarterback and play caller. And, you know, they've only got one game under their belt this year, but they've had a history of having that relationship as well. I know you're going back a few years, but I think that just being on the sideline and just having a different vibe and being able to go up real quick and maybe suggest something that you want to adjust, or, hey, you know, let's get this play in there, man. I'm really starting to feel the safety come down. I think we can hit something. Like, when you can have that communication clear, concise, and fast face-to-face on the sideline, we talked about it earlier. It's a more genuine conversation, and I think that is probably going to make the biggest difference when you talk about the relationship between Dan and Jared, especially with Dan calling the plays. Is how fast can we adjust? How quickly can we, you know, have a quick chat on the sideline and, hey, did you see it the same way I did? Yeah, okay, good. Like, next time we're going to get this. And I think it just kind of speeds everything up a little bit and gives you a little more comfort knowing that, you know, you got a good feel of what's going on down there at field level.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's...
And look, being in the booth too, like, has its advantages, sure, for play callers. I don't want to say like that's the issue, but, you know, from the booth, you see things different. You see more like rotation a little better. That has its advantages. But I think, you know, when it comes to the play caller and the quarterback, having those quick conversations face to face, I think is a bigger difference than people might think.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. So the NFL has suspended Daron Payne without pay for one game for punching Amon-Ra St. Brown. You probably all saw the altercation that happened at Sunday's game midway through the second quarter as the two players kind of walked past each other following a play. At the time, Payne was immediately ejected. He will now miss Washington's upcoming international matchup against the Miami Dolphins in Madrid on November 16th.
Maybe he had an ulterior motive.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't want to get on that flight.
I'm not appealing. Nope.
No. He'll be eligible to return to the team's active roster the following Monday.
When they return,
exactly. How will public schools were closed or are closed today while police investigate a social media threat? So according to the district, the threat of violence was discovered early this morning at Howell High School. The schools are closed out of an abundance of caution, they say, as police investigate. At this point, it's unclear if the threat was credible or not. Shelby Township police arrested a suspect in connection with a double homicide that occurred at a car dealership on Friday. That afternoon, the bodies of a 48-year-old Clinton Township man and a 40-year-old Shelby Township man were discovered inside Star Auto Sales during a welfare check. Police say the next morning, a suspect was taken into custody at a hotel near Detroit Metro Airport. Police say the suspect's name will be released following the arraignment. There will be a press conference as well held on Tuesday morning. A 40-year-old man from Roseville was arrested after he was caught speeding. He was going 107 miles per hour on I-75 in Royal Oak. That would have been really crazy. During the traffic stop, the driver did tell police that he had a loaded gun in the driver's side door. Then during a search, they also discovered another pistol strapped to his right ankle. Those were seized and he was taken into custody. Charges are pending a prosecutor's review of the case. Taco Bell just turned one of its most iconic drinks into a dessert, and it's making some waves online.
Did you guys see this?
It's the new Mountain Dew Baja Blast Pie. It's a limited edition dessert that transforms the soda's signature tropical lime flavor, they say, into a creamy key lime style treat. What makes it stand out is the vibrant, bright blue color.
It looks radioactive.
Of the pie. And that's what people online are calling it. They're calling it radioactive, or somebody said it was Chernobyl cheesecake because of its color.
Wow.
A lot of people are saying, I don't know, because they're saying it's a Friendsgiving flex if you show up with this pie. That's what Taco Bell, that's like a...
I don't think I'd call it that.
No, and they're saying, hey, if I brought this to any Thanksgiving Day function, they'd... Yeah. Make me leave.
Show you the door.
But some people say they've gotten their hands on it early and that it is actually really good.
Sometimes appearance is all that matters, and it might not They're calling it the Chernobyl cheesecake.
Well, no, they're not. Somebody online is calling it that. Yeah, no, yeah. Taco Bell is
I mean, Taco Bell can have that effect on you to begin with. Yeah. Don't need an extra cheesecake to do that.
It does look gross.
No chance.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, we wrap up some thoughts on this Lions game with TJ Lang. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. And maybe you need a new truck in the driveway. Get Motor City's hottest truck, the GMC Sierra, 1500 elevation for an unbelievable $199 per month. Another thrilling option is the GMC Sierra EV, built to exceed what you thought an electric truck could be with over 600 horsepower, and that comes standard. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. GM estimated horsepower rating based on due at signing amount of $3,369. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Tax, title, license, dealer fees are extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit GMCOfferInfo.com. That's GMCOfferInfo.com for more details. Get in.
Get there.
It's a fun game to be in the booth for.
Man. Yeah, it was. Although we had a terrible view and it was tiny. One of the worst stadiums. No offense, John.
It's a dump.
Oh, no, it was terrible. It was not enjoyable to play in.
Man.
Certainly to call a game from. Have you called one down in Miami yet?
I don't think so.
No. That one is even worse because you're in the end zone.
Oh, yeah, that's rough.
And it's for the three of you guys being in there, no chance. I did it with Jim Brandstetter, and it was all that the two of us could do to be at the little desk that we had looking the length of the field. I was basically like standing sideways just so that we could all fit in the same spot. So,
well, when are we supposed to go back there? Next year, maybe?
Might be next year, yeah.
Yeah.
He's excited, people.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You might want to call in sick for that one.
Might punch somebody and get suspended for that one. Throw a haymaker.
Yeah. Pull yourself a Duran.
I don't want to sidetrack conversation. I'm just catching up on this Emmanuel Class A stuff. It's wild.
It is.
And like, but the stuff you can bet on, like, he relayed information he would throw a pitch faster than 94.95 miles an hour.
Right, yeah.
Like, so you can bet on that?
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, over or under. So basically, are you going to, you know, for a guy that has a fastball over 95 miles an hour, you're betting on a fastball or a changeup?
That's crazy. And you can bet it like first pitch strikes or balls.
Uh-huh.
I think I saw one of them, and it said the 7 out of the 8 that he was involved in
hit.
Yeah, were balls.
Yeah.
But the one was a strike that bounced in front of the plate. I totally expected that to be Javi Baez for some reason. Like swinging
at it.
Like, damn it, what are you doing? Dude, you just cost me 10 grand. Because this is going back like to 23, yeah. I think.
But they didn't even make that much money on it.
No, it's like five grand here or there, it looked like. I mean,
for Class A, who's a millionaire with more millions coming.
Yeah, that's.
Now you're facing jail time and you're. Yeah, that,
what's going on with the NBA stuff? I mean,
it's a mess.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Yeah,
it's a nightmare.
It's hard to think that is part of the makeup of a going to try and get, you know, even though I'm going to get a check for this game that's, you know, 7 times bigger than that one or more, yet I'm going to risk my career and my freedom for a couple grand.
Yeah. Crazy.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, on the Lions stuff, I know Carson Anderson coming up in 5 or so minutes here. Big headline, Dan Campbell takes over play calling. He has done a great job softening the blow for John Morton. It's collaborative. He's still going to be involved. TJ, like the role of an OC when he's not calling plays, like Mike McCarthy called plays when you were in Green Bay. The OC still has a job to do during the week. They still need him in a different role.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Breaking down, you know, game film and like Coach said, I don't think he was trying to purposely – you know, soften the blow. I think he's like, yeah, Johnny Morton is like, we're going to lean on him, man. Like, I, even during the game yesterday, it's like, I'm calling up, man. Hey, what do you want here? What do you think? What are you seeing from the booth? Maybe that I'm not seeing down here from field level. It's, I genuinely think that's how it is. I don't think it's just let me call the plays and you guys just, you know, worry about your own positions or whatever.
Go play Candy Crush on your phone.
Yeah, but, yeah, you know, what? However the division of labor is, I don't know what they're structured like, but some coaches are more responsible for, you know, the third down game plan, or some are more responsible for, you know, the run game. Some are more responsible for, you know, let's get in the red zone. What's the plan going to be? So no doubt he's going to play a huge part, even if it's not calling plays moving forward, to the success that this offense is going to continue to have.
Mm-hmm. So let's look ahead. We won't get it. I know you're going to be in on Friday with the afternoon show, but from what you saw with this interior offensive line, how do you think they match up with Philly and their two defensive tackles that are, you know, hey, yeah, you got Jordan Davis and Carter.
Carter is clearly one of the best D tackles out there. Mm-hmm. Davis is a big guy, you know. Like,
right.
I don't think he's, you know, some world beater that you got a game plan, you know, strictly for him. I think it's more Jalen Carter and just a complete player that he is, not only stopping the run, but, you know, his quickness, his pass rush ability, you know, certainly is a guy that you're going to have to circle, you know, when mm-hmm. you go in after watching them play tonight, you start game planning tomorrow. Look, I think the way that they played yesterday, the Daron Payne getting kicked out of the game certainly helped, but it looked like they were doing a pretty solid job on him, who's a guy that has some accolades as a veteran defensive tackle. It's going to be a challenge, no doubt. You know, let's see. Do you want to run more, you know, try to get the edge a little bit more next week? I don't know how they're going to game plan it up, but I think as long as they can continue to stay creative and, you know, not just limit themselves to, oh, we can't do this week because they got that guy. Like, go prove that they can, you know, stop plays before you just assume, like, we're going to have a tough time doing this. Like, you don't know that until you get into the game. But, yeah, that's going to be the biggest challenge. I know that we obviously haven't seen Jalen Phillips yet in an Eagles uniform. I'm intrigued to see what he looks like tonight and how they're going to utilize him, because although his stats wouldn't suggest it down in Miami, he's playing on a terrible team, but you know, he's a guy that can hurt you as well, man. He's versatile. He can move inside. He can move outside. I think that the biggest thing, and you kind of hit on it earlier, is going to be some tempo. Can you still continue to play quick, get in and out of the huddle, get the personnel in and out of the field, and can you put a little pressure on Philly that way to where you're not running down the clock to 3-2-1 and, you know, having those missed assignments that we've seen at times throughout this year. I think that's a good way to you know, get a defensive coordinator to call a little bit more vanilla plays.
Yeah.
When you get to the line of scrimmage and just hit some up-tempo plays, because the defense isn't going to have time to, you know, communicate some exotic blitz that you might have. So that might be something to watch, you know, early in the game, see if they want to play with some tempo and keep them guessing a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Obvious rooting interest tonight?
Well, obviously not, because you made me think about it. But yes, yes.
You want the Eagles to win.
Yes, you want the Eagles to win.
Yes.
Yes. Division is always more important than conference. So, yeah.
So we're rooting for the Eagles tonight and
yep.
Take care of them the next week.
And a bad game from Saquon Barkley.
I'm playing TJ in fantasy. I need 20 points tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.